Who is it?
Voice muffled by thick wood. Stranger asking directions.
Ask.
I couldn't tell whether it was a woman or a child.
I'm looking for the Potter's Farm.
Just a second. Footsteps went away and came back. Down the road 1.9 clicks, lots of potatoes and green beans on your right. You probably smell the chickens.
Thanks.
If you want a drink, we got a pump out back. Can't let you in without my husband's at home.
I understand. Thank you.
The water was metallic tasting, but wonderfully cool. I wouldn't know a potato or green bean plant if it stood up and took a bite out of my ankle, but I knew how to walk a half-meter step, so I resolved to count to 3,800 and take a deep breath. I supposed I could tell the difference between the smell of chicken manure and the absence thereof. At 3,650, there was a rutted path leading to a complex of plastic domes and rectangular buildings, apparently made of sod. There was a pen enclosing a small population explosion of chickens. They had a smell, but it wasn't strong. Halfway down the path, a door opened, and Mary Gay came running out, wearing one tiny wisp of cloth. After a slippery but gratifying greeting, she asked what I was doing here so early.
Oh, my mother had friends staying with her. I didn't want to put them out. Suppose I should have called.
Indeed, you should have. Save you a long, dusty walk. But we've got plenty of room. Don't worry about that.
She took me inside to meet her parents, who greeted me warmly, and made me feel definitely overdressed. Their faces showed their age, but their bodies had no sag and few wrinkles.
Since dinner was an occasion, they let the chickens live, and instead opened a can of beef, steaming it along with a cabbage and some potatoes. To my plain tastes, it was equal to most of the gourmet fare we'd had on the dirigible and in London. Over coffee and goat cheese, they apologized for not having wine. The commune would have a new vintage out in a couple of weeks. I asked what kind of work I could do.
Well, Mr. Potter said, I don't mind telling you that your coming here is a godsend. We've got 5 acres that are just sitting out there, fallow, because we don't have enough hands to work them. You can take the plow tomorrow and start breaking up an acre at a time.
More potatoes, Daddy? Mary Gay asked.
No, not this season. Soybeans. Cash crop and good for the soil. And we'll... At night, we all take turns standing guard. With 4 of us, we ought to be able to do a lot more sleeping.
He took a big slurp of coffee.
Now, what else?